This year, we have been, as a community, having a go at reading the Bible all together. We're going to be reading the whole Bible this year. And each week, we're just hearing someone's story about what the Bible means to them and how God speaks to them through that. So Phil Hicks, can I hear it for Phil Hicks? Woo! Is going to kindly answer a few questions about that. So Phil, first question, why do you read the Bible?
I read the Bible because God tells me to. I've often had God speak to me through the Bible, through the stories in the Bible. I'll be kind of going through something in life, and I'll read something in the Bible, and it will kind of speak into that situation and encourage me. And to find out more about God as well. You know, the Bible is God's story about him and his people. So I think by reading the Bible more, we learn more about God.
So you say that sometimes God speaks to you through the Bible. Have you got anything specific that you could share?
Yeah, so recently, at the beginning of January, things were very difficult for me in my business. I run my own business. And as a lot of us are doing at the moment, we're reading through the Bible this year. So we're reading about the Israelites. And I found quite a lot of encouragement in the fact that they were going through far worse times than I was. And yet, in the midst of what looked like impossible situations for the Israelites, God did miraculous things and spoke into their lives and promised them things and kind of brought them out of horrendous situations. So I found that quite an encouragement to me in what I was going through.
That's great. Have you got a particular favourite verse or bit in the Bible that you maybe go back to regularly?
Yeah, so for years and years and years, Galatians 5:22, which is just the fruits of the Spirit. There's a list of 9 fruits. It says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness and self-control, goodness. And that list I've always found to be extremely helpful when I pray for friends and family, and particularly for my kids. I go through that list and I pray those things into their lives. And the kind of wider picture for me is that fruit helps to indicate the health of the tree or the bush. So if I'm reflecting on my life, if I can see those fruits, and I think all of us can remember 9 words like that, it's quite easy to do. And if you just kind of go through those things, reflecting on your life and think, can I see those? Have I been patient today? Have I been kind? Have I been gentle? It's just a good indicator of kind of how you're getting along. And again, by praying those into the lives of the people around me, that's quite a helpful way for me to kind of structure my prayer life.
That's great. So have you got any top tips for us that are maybe struggling to get into the Bible and keep going with reading it?
Yeah, so like most people, over the years, I've had great times where I found it quite easy to read the Bible and times where I've hardly read the Bible at all because I found it really difficult. My main advice would be, don't be afraid to drop a study aid, study guide thing if it's not working for you. So there are probably hundreds of different kind of study guides out there that will help you read the Bible. Some of them are great, and some of them just, for you, are not great. They just don't work. So I've tried to persevere for months with a particular kind of study guide that I just don't particularly like, and then you end up just not reading at all. Whereas don't be afraid, if it's not working, just drop it, go into a bookshop or go online and find something different and try it out for a couple of weeks and see if that works better.
That's great, that's really helpful. Thank you, Phil.